Welcome to As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington.
And I'm Anna Mateo. Mario, usually when we report on tobacco and cigarettes, we talk about the bad effects of smoking on our health.
That's right, Anna. Later in the program, you tell us how researchers are turning used cigarette filters into materials for electronics.
But first, Christopher Cruz tells us about scientists who have found a way to turn seeds from the tobacco plant into something that won't kill you. Instead, it might fuel your next vacation.
An airplane maker, an airline, and a biofuel company are working together to make fuel from tobacco plant seed oil. The companies are Boeing, South African Airways, and Sky NRG. They are using a new tobacco plant known as Solaris. The Dutch biofuel company Sky NRG developed the plant. It contains less of the drug nicotine than traditional tobacco. Julie Felgar works on environmental issues for Boeing. She said the plant also has many more seeds than traditional tobacco plants do. She said only the oil from the seeds will be used to make biofuel now. But researchers are trying to develop ways to use the entire plant to make fuel. There are two major reasons companies are developing biofuels. The first is the growing price of aviation fuel over the past 10 years. Boeing's Julie Felgar said the high prices make it difficult for airlines to operate. She said fuel represents 35 to 40% of airline operating costs. Second, airlines want to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide they release into the air. The gas is linked to rises in atmospheric temperature. The International Air Transport Association is a trade group that represents 240 airlines. It said the airline industry is responsible for 2% of global man-made carbon releases. Boeing said biofuels could reduce carbon releases from planes by 50 to 80%. The company said by 2016, it wants biofuel to meet the demand for 1% of worldwide airplane fuel. That is more than 2.2 billion liters. So, tobacco will not meet much of the fuel demand. But experts believe it will help to increase the use of biofuels in the industry. Today, biofuels are used on a very small number of flights. There is criticism of biofuels. Some people argue water and land used to grow plants for fuel should grow food crops instead. Critics also fear widespread use of plants to make biofuels will cause an increase in food prices. Ms. Felgar said Boeing is working to ensure its biofuel comes from plants that are not used as food crops. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Next, we hear a story about turning trash into technology. Ana Mateo explains what that means.
If you see a person carelessly throw a cigarette to the ground, what are you likely to think? That depends. If you hate people throwing things on the ground, you might think, that person should not litter. If you are a smoker, you might think, I would sure like a cigarette right now. Most likely, though, you are not thinking, you know, that unused cigarette butt could be used to make something, something amazing. That is, unless you are a creative scientist. If you are, you may see potential, a possibility, where others simply see trash. That is just what has happened in South Korea. Kim Kil-pyo is with the Seoul National University. Mr. Kim says he saw people throwing away cigarette butts, and that got him thinking. He began wondering if something useful could be made from them. The result? Mr. Kim and other researchers found a way to turn or convert cigarette butts into the materials required for high-performance batteries. We often say, one person's trash is another person's treasure. And in this example, that is unquestionably true. Kim Kil-pyo says he and his fellow researchers looked closely at used cigarette filters. The filter is the part of the cigarette that smokers put into their mouths. Filters are made of a material called cellulose acetate. Mr. Kim explains that cellulose acetate can be made into another material, carbon. He says the pieces of cellulose acetate, known as fibers, are changed through a one-step burning process. After this, he says, they are converted or turned into an energy storage material. But why use carbon? Carbon has many qualities that seem to make it the perfect material. Carbon has a high surface area. It conducts electricity well. In other words, carbon can easily carry an electrical current. It also stays stable, unlikely to change, for a long time. And carbon does not cost a lot. All these qualities make it the most popular material for making supercapacitors. Supercapacitors are good at storing energy. They have high power mass or density. They require only a short time for recharging. And they have a long life cycle. Supercapacitors are used in products such as laptop computers and cell phones. I'm Ana Mateo.
And that's our As It Is program for today. What issues interest you? Email us at learningenglish@voanews.com.
And join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.